Good evening, good evening. Welcome to this Wednesday evening edition of our series entitled The Daily Bread. Today is October the 15th. We are speeding through another month of this year. If you've noticed any of the commercials on TV, they already are advertising Christmas stuff. They're showing places where you can get your Christmas lights. They're showing places where you can get Christmas trees. You can get decorations. And I had mentioned to Pastor Rose, it's like, man, they have already bypassed Thanksgiving. It's like they're already looking ahead to Christmas. But it just shows that even the folks in the world are noticing how quickly time is going by. Amen. So let me welcome you again to this evening's Daily Bread. If you are a new listener, we welcome you. We welcome you to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we always make this confession where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We encourage you to get a hold of that confession, amen, where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name, amen. And to all of our listeners that continue to listen in, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank you and tell you how much we appreciate you. You are very much appreciated, amen. We appreciate you listening, whether it's this evening when the message is posted, whether it's tomorrow, Friday, or over the weekend, or even into next week, we say thank you so much for taking time out to listen. Amen. And I always say, ultimately, God sees your faithfulness, and that's what's most important. Amen. So I apologize for going a little bit too longer last week. I will try not to go that long this evening. So let's just jump right in to this evening's small devotional. It's entitled A Gentle Answer. And I want to say a few weeks back, I don't know if you talk to yourself or you think to yourself certain things, but I found myself a few weeks back thinking to myself and giving myself a pat on the back where I had been thinking to myself, you know, spiritually, I've grown. I feel like I've matured. I feel like I'm in a good place with my relationship with my Heavenly Father. And I just feel really good where I'm at. I feel mature. I feel strong in the Lord. You know, I was giving myself a little pump up, gave myself a little pat on the back, you know, and then wouldn't you know it, we all have that person in our family, let's just say that sometimes it's tough to love them, sometimes it's tough to understand them, sometimes it's tough for us to put ourselves in their shoes, so to speak. Sometimes it's just tough being around them, so to speak. Amen? So, I know we all have one of those in our families. If we don't have one of those in our families, you might have one of those in your circle of friends. Amen? Whatever the case may be, and whatever social setting you may have, there's always one of those kinds of persons out there, unfortunately. And for some of us, sometimes you don't really have much interaction. So to them, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, I've never had an issue with that person, or they seem pleasant, or they have a outgoing personality, or I really like them. And that would be one side of the coin. Amen. But for those of us who interact with them on a daily basis or are around them majority of the day, we see how sometimes they can get, and it can be tough, amen, not only on them, but on ourselves, amen. So without getting into too many details, let's just say I had an interaction with a tough person in my circle, amen, and I didn't handle it very well, amen. To be honest, I was very disappointed in myself afterwards when the dust settled, amen. And how many of us know the devil's always right there to throw his two cents in, amen? So as much as I was disappointed in myself, and as much as I was getting on to myself, wouldn't you know the devil shows up and puts his two cents in, amen? So what I took away from that uncomfortable situation is that a few days prior, my head got a little bit too big. My ego was a little bit too big spiritually, so to speak. And then sure enough, wouldn't you know it, a few days later, I didn't act the way I should have. Amen. So that brings me to this evening's daily bread, because I'm sure some of you that might be listening, you might be in the same situation, or you might be coming up to a situation like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to fall on a difficult person. It could be something you're struggling with, a particular habit you're trying to break, a particular attitude you might be carrying, whatever the case may be. It's something you know you're working on, and you know God's working on you. And this is maybe a little bit of encouragement for us both, that you know what, we still have some growing to do. We're still going to make some mistakes. We're still going to miss it. But at the end of the day, God loves us. We ask for forgiveness, both apologizing to that other party, amen, and ultimately asking our Heavenly Father to forgive us, amen. So this evening's small devotional is entitled A Gentle Answer. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1, and I will give you two iterations of that. The first one, I believe, is out of the NLT, and it says, A gentle answer deflects anger. It says, but harsh words make tempers flare. How many of us can kind of see where we're going here? Amen. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Amen. So here we go. It says, most people don't like conflict. I'll read that again. It says, most people don't like conflict. But sadly enough, there's people on the other end of that who do like conflict, who do seek conflict out. Amen. And if you are aware of the temperature of our society right now, there are a lot of people that are very angry, have a lot of anger built up. Amen. And they are just looking for any small excuse to let that anger out. Amen. But what does it say? It says most people don't like conflict. But it says, unfortunately, conflict is unavoidable. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, unfortunately, conflict is unavoidable. Unavoidable. In other words, we can't avoid it. It says, we all have our own ideas and opinions, so it's not unusual to come up against different viewpoints. Amen? And if you, again, read the temperature of our society right now in the U.S., there are a lot of opinions. Amen? There are good opinions. There's bad opinions. Amen? But ultimately, everyone has one. Amen? But they are all different. Amen? It says we might even find ourselves in a disagreement with people we love, like parents, siblings, a best friend, your husband, your wife. Amen. And we keep reading on. Amen. There's ultimately going to be disagreements between loved ones. Amen. It says our hearts in every conflict should have a peace as the end goal. I'm going to repeat that again. Our hearts in every conflict should have peace as an end goal. Amen. And I can continue to share with you this evening, speaking on myself or speaking for myself. I will say 9 times out of 10, I've been guilty of actually the opposite. Amen. Of this when it comes to a conflict. But I'm working on it. Amen. I'm trying to get to where peace is the end goal of every conflict. Amen. It says we may not even come to full agreement, but we can resolve every conflict with gentleness and love. I'm going to repeat that again. We may not even come to full agreement, but we can resolve every conflict with gentleness and love. I am also working to get to that point. Amen. Gentleness and love. Amen. Being gentle means putting yourself in someone else's shoes. I'm going to repeat that again. It says being gentle means putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Amen. And that's a big thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. And if you've ever faced conflict or recently, amen, that's the last thing you want to do. And that's the last thing that comes to mind. And that's the last thing you feel. Amen. But praise God, we're here and we're going to keep praying that the Lord helps us in this particular walk that we are walking with. Amen. This particular part of our relationship with our Heavenly Father, that we are maturing in this area. Amen. That we are putting ourselves in that other person's shoes and listening to their feelings. Amen. It says it means listening to their feelings, and it means responding softly with kindness and grace. And trust me, when you're in a heated discussion, in a heated conflict, by all means, all this gentleness, that's the last thing I'm sure you or I would think. But like I said, amen, we are praying that the Lord change these negative ways that we have to positive ways. Amen. I'll read this last part again. And it means responding softly with kindness and grace. Amen. That we pray the Lord help us to respond softly with kindness and grace. Amen. Now, I'm going to share this confession that goes along with this first part, and we'll keep moving on. Amen. And this confession is something that's going to help us get to where we can say, yes, I am mature, I have grown, and I know how to handle conflicts in the right way, in the godly way. Amen. Now, the confession sounds like this. Say, God, I will be the first to admit that seeking peace in the midst of a conflict is really hard. Amen. I'll raise my hand and I'll say that again. I know it's really hard. I'm sure you do the same. I'm sure you know the same. As we read on, it says, read on with this confession. It says, I know it's the right way to do things, but it says, but I need your help to be gentle in my responses. Amen. And that's all we're asking the Lord, is to change us, to help us with our gentle responses. And finally, we say, please give me grace so I can give it to others. Amen. We're asking the Lord, please give us grace so that we may give it to others. Amen. So you might be saying, or you might be sitting there listening, you might be cringing a little bit, or you might be saying, you know what, Andrew, this is a little tough for me to swallow. And trust me, as I am speaking to you now, it's the same for me. Amen. But how many of us know that God loves us and God changes us? And if we allow God to change us, then this is going to be second nature and it'll come a lot easier. Amen. Again, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. It says, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Amen. That was Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. If you want to look that up in your own Bible that you read out of or Google it, amen. That was Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Amen. It says, in the heat of an argument, it is tempting to bite with our words. I'm going to repeat that again. In a heat of an argument, it's tempting to bite with our words. In other words, when we have a disagreement, trust me, it's easy to unleash your tongue, so to speak. Amen? It says, this is especially true when we feel like we are right or we have been wronged and feel justified in our emotions. Amen? I'm sure you've been there. I've been there. I know what it's like. When we feel like we've been wronged or we're in the right and we're trying to stand up for ourselves. Amen. But let's see. Let's keep reading and see what God has to say. Amen. It says, but fighting doesn't resolve anything. In fact, it only makes worse. In fact, it only makes the situation worse. And that is very true. And that's a very true statement. Amen. Fighting doesn't resolve anything. And 9 times out of 10, it makes the situation worse. Amen? It says, words are powerful. They can be used to love and affirm, or they can be used to hurt. Amen? And this goes back to the power of our words. Amen? The power of our words speaking positive and the power of our words speaking negative. Amen? Words are powerful. They can be used to love and affirm, or they can be used to hurt. Amen? And finally, it says, we shouldn't let them flow freely without thought. Amen? And that's an important part of this that I wanted to take a few minutes to touch on. I know I might be going a little bit long this evening, but I apologize. It says, we shouldn't let them flow freely without thought. And how many of us know when we're in an argument, the last thing we are doing is thinking about what we're saying? Because most of the time, we feel like we're in the right, we're not wrong, we feel hurted, we feel hurt, we feel the other person is lashing out, and what do? We want to put up our defense, and we want to speak as much harshness back as we're getting, amen? But how many of us know that's not the right thing to do, amen? And that's why it says we shouldn't let them flow freely without thought, amen? And finally, responding with a gentle answer can be difficult because strong emotions are often involved in conflicts, which that is true. And you might be thinking to yourself, the last time you got into a heated argument or yelling at someone or a fight with someone, trying to be gentle in that situation, that's the last thing you're thinking about. Amen? But how do many of us know that's not what God wants? Amen? And that's why we are praying for God to change us. Amen? It says, if we take deep breaths and try to step back for some perspective, we can choose to respond in love. And as I'm wrapping this up this evening, I know this last part can be the last part you want to think of or even act on. Amen? But as God is going to continue to change us, and as we continue to pray and allow the Lord to change us, amen, when we find ourselves in conflict, it's going to be a lot easier for us to respond in love, in gentle answers, with understanding and compassion, amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of that. I'm going to finish with this confession, and then we'll wrap this up, amen? The confession I'm going to share with you says, God, I don't want my words to inflict pain or stir up anger. Amen. That's us saying, Lord, I don't want my words to inflict pain or stir up answers. And we're asking the Lord to soften our heart. It says, soften my heart, Lord, and help me to give a gentle answer in response to conflict. Amen. And that's us doing our part, knowing that God's going to do his part. Amen? Now, I'll leave you with this question. I'll say my confession, and then we'll wrap this up. Amen? It says, how do you normally respond in conflict? And that's the question I will leave you this evening. How do you normally respond in conflict? Amen. That's a little homework assignment. Amen. To think to yourself, when the last time you had a conflict, how did that end? How did you respond? How did you handle it? Amen. Now, as I always encourage you before I wrap things up, is when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. As I'm reading this confession, amen, this falls in line with what we were trying to wrap up, that we are asking the Lord to change us, amen, to help us with our gentle answers, to help us watch our words, amen, to help us see the other person's perspective, amen, and to walk in love, amen, and be as Jesus, as an example of Jesus, amen, was, amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's devotional, A Gentle Answer, amen. I think I will be with you again one more Wednesday. And then, of course, the last Wednesday of every month is our healing service. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's daily bread on how to handle conflict. Amen. Again, sometimes we miss it. Amen. I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunities for us to find ourselves in an uncomfortable situation or in a conflict. But thankfully, we went over a little bit of keys to help us get through that. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's daily bread. I will be with you again next Wednesday. I pray you have a blessed rest of this week. Have a blessed weekend to come. Amen. And I will see you right back here for another daily bread next Wednesday. Amen. Be blessed.